IELTSing.com presents a new online speaking test simulator. You can try it for free.
Welcome to the speaking part of the IELTS exam. What is your name?
My name is Anya.
Check pinned comment for free materials.
For part one, you will be asked a couple of questions to know you better. What apps do you often use?
I tend to use social media apps like Facebook and Instagram quite a bit, as well as messaging apps like WhatsApp and iMessage to keep in touch with friends and family.
Which ones are popular in your country?
In my country, apps like Facebook, Instagram and Twitter are quite popular, as well as streaming apps like Netflix and Spotify.
Do you want to make an app of your own in the future?
I've never really considered making my own app before, but I suppose never say never. Who knows what the future holds?
What kinds of apps do you expect in the future?
In the future, I think we'll see more apps that use virtual reality to create immersive experiences. Additionally, I think there will be more apps focused on personalization and tailor-made experiences.
Describe a time when someone gave you positive advice on your work. You should say when it happened, who the person is, how the advice affected you, and explain how you felt about it.
The person who gave me positive advice on my work was my supervisor, who is very knowledgeable and experienced in our field. As a result, the advice was very helpful and allowed me to improve my work by giving me new ideas and insights that I hadn't considered before. Being grateful for the positive advice, I realized that my supervisor believed in my abilities and was invested in my success. Additionally, it gave me more confidence in my work and motivated me to improving, which is essential for achieving long-term success.
Is it essential to give children positive feedback?
You can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, and positive feedback is like honey. It's essential to give children positive feedback because it helps them feel good about themselves and motivates them to do better.
What happens when parents overly encourage their children?
When parents overly praise their kids, it can have negative effects like making them feel entitled or afraid of making mistakes. Kids may also become too dependent on praise and find it difficult to motivate themselves.
Which is more important, negative or positive feedback?
Both types of feedback are important, but it's important to balance them. Negative feedback can help kids improve, while positive feedback can motivate them to do better. It's important to provide feedback in a way that helps kids learn and grow.
How can parents provide effective feedback to their children?
Effective feedback should be specific, timely, and focused on the behavior rather than the child. Parents should also offer constructive criticism and suggest ways to improve rather than simply pointing out flaws.
Okay, let's review my speaking report. You can get yours on IELTSing.com. The link to this website can be found in the description. So, yellow highlights are better word choice replacements and improvements. Are quite popular, can be replaced with serve as primary platforms for social interaction. Violet underlines are simple word replacements. Before can be replaced with previously. Another better word choice replacement, I anticipate a rise in applications employing. Let's replace very with extremely. Red underline is a grammatical mistake. To improving should be to improve. Moving to part 3. Green underlines mean I used these words too often. Let's replace. Feedback with evaluation. Motivate should be motivates. Important can be replaced with vital. Negative can be replaced with adverse. Kids can be replaced with youth or teens.
Finally, we will review the general report. You can put this video on pause to see all the details. Also, you can find instructions on how to get additional free materials from our IELTS expert in the pinned to this video comment. Happy IELTS and for the exam!